At the moment, we are more concerned with a more important question, and that is, what do we mean by Buddha? We say that a sutra is a discourse or a dialogue given by the Buddha, but what do we mean by Buddha? Literally, the Buddha, or a Buddha, is one who is wise. The word Buddha comes from a root meaning to know, to understand. So a Buddha is one who is wise, one who is awake, one who is, in a word, enlightened. But essentially, really, the word means one who knows, one who sees face to face reality, or one who fully and integrally experiences reality in the heights and the depths of his being. So a sutra, a discourse given by the Buddha, a dialogue in which the Buddha takes part, is therefore not just a religious text in the ordinary sense. A sutra is very much more than that. A sutra represents the utterance, the word, the expression of an enlightened mind, if you like, of the enlightened mind. A sutra is, as it were, a communication from the heart of reality, the heart of true being. It's, if you like, the truth of existence speaking, even appealing to the truth in us. So that when we read the Diamond Sutra, we are not just reading a book, not even a religious book, not even a scripture. When we read the Diamond Sutra, or in fact any sutra, then if we are receptive, and this must be stressed again and again, if we are receptive, then we are in contact, so far as the medium of words allows, so far as our own limitations of various kinds permit, in contact with a higher level of being, a higher level of consciousness. This is what the reading of the sutra, the Diamond Sutra, really means, really represents. And we may have occasion to return to this theme a little later on. Next, the Diamond Sutra is a Prajna Paramita Sutra. Prajna Paramita means transcendental wisdom. Prajna is knowledge in excelsis, or wisdom. Paramita is that which goes beyond. In other words, the transcendental, or the transcending, that which crosses over to the further shore. So Prajna Paramita is translated often not only as transcendental wisdom, but as the wisdom that goes beyond. The wisdom that takes the plunge into the beyond, the plunge into the transcendental, the higher dimension, if you like. It's the wisdom that goes beyond all duality, that transcends all mind-made distinctions and divisions. And it is, of course, the fundamental thesis of Buddhism that it is by developing this wisdom, this transcendental wisdom, this wisdom that goes beyond, that we gain nirvana, enlightenment, or Buddhahood, or whatever else one cares to term it. So all the Buddhist scriptures, whether sutras or other works, all the Buddhist scriptures have some bearing on the development of transcendental wisdom, the wisdom that goes beyond. But there are some sutras which deal with it directly, which deal with it almost exclusively, deal with almost nothing else, simply and solely the perfection of wisdom or transcendental wisdom. And these sutras, or sutras of this class, are known as Prajna Paramita Sutras, or sutras devoted to the perfection of wisdom or transcendental wisdom. And there are altogether some 35 of these sutras devoted and dedicated to transcendental wisdom. Some are long, some are short. And the Diamond Sutra is one of them. It's called the Vajracchedika Prajna Paramita Sutra to indicate that it belonged to that group, that class of sutras, dealing specifically, dealing almost exclusively with transcendental wisdom, dealing with different aspects, various aspects of transcendental wisdom.